Well, could it possibly be Saturday, June the 10th already? All that stuff that's behind us. Boy, I've been a bit angry the last 2 weeks. Cindy had to calm me down a little bit, and you heard her on the ad last week, and you heard her on the program, the last program. So you know that she's just a gentler version of angry, like I am, about the circumstances in this country. But as I said a few programs ago, when I got pretty angry at Ronnie DeSanctimonious and Princess Haley and the others, well, I just don't believe that anyone should run for president right now in the current circumstances, because Mr. Donald J. Trump is the tip of our spear. And those of you who listen to this station have a certain, well, predictable mindset, as mine is. You believe in American tradition. You believe in God. You want this nation to continue. You believe that America is one of the great nations in human history, if not the greatest nation in human history. And you know that there are people that are evil, that are trying to tear this nation down, yea, even trying to destroy it and cause it to go away. And so, in this program segment today, I want to remind you that when I got really angry a few weeks ago, I sort of wadded up everything I was going to say and threw it out. And so, at least for the next couple of weeks, this program and what follows, I'm probably not going to be back on the original script that I wanted to be on. There's some essential things that we need to talk about, such as the eight great doctrines, the fatherhood of God, the culture of Christ, and the pageant of creation, which puts us on that common ground to make an effective force what an effective force needs to be. Y'all ought to believe and speak the same things. 1 Corinthians 1:10, I beseech you, therefore, by the name of Jesus Christ, that you all say and that you believe the same thing, that there be no division among you. And folks, we have such a varied political and religious background in our nation that it's, and European history tells us, that it's tough always to get along. But you know, we do have common ground. And the most important common ground that we have is the survival of our country. And I hope you'll take it from me, and this beautiful lady sitting next to me agrees, America must survive for the good of, well, our families, but for the good of the world, because America and Israel stand in the way of the evil, evil, evil globalists who are making their presence known through the DNC and through the Democrat Party, in my opinion. And let me remind you that the host of this program, Woody, speaking to you under the program titled The Bigger Picture on WCGA AM 1100, is speaking, well, I call it educated opinion. I have a library of books in my home, very, very respected people who are knowledgeable. Some of them I know, like Ken Timmerman, who is possibly one of the best current contemporary interpreters of geopolitical events of anybody. And I've got many of his books on my shelf, let's put it that way. He's just one of many that that have shaped what I believe. And of course, the most important thing is the fact that I have read the Bible through cover to cover a number of times, and have sat under some pretty good and somewhat varied theologians who have taught me their version of what they believe. But I hold to, well, what would be called Mem, the section of Scripture in Psalms 119 that sums it up for me. And if you look specifically at Psalms 119, 102, this is what I'm focusing on, but the summary of those verses either side is simply this: I know more than my instructors, for you, Father God, have been my teacher. And that's what every Christian needs to understand. It is God the Father who speaks to us through God the Holy Spirit after we have come to Him through Jesus Christ, who is also God the Son, in that great Trinity, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. If we have that reality in our lives, we know Christ, we've been saved, then we have the Holy Spirit in us teaching us as He leads us to the Father. You can find that recorded in John chapter 14. But we need to understand this, and many people don't understand it, and I will be deeply criticized for saying it the way I'm going to say it, but it is nothing other than 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. We have the mind of Christ. And that's why after the Reformation, when the Bible was really put in the hands of the common man and God became his instructor, that the mind of man was unleashed to create the things that existed, that finally enabled us in the 19th century to overcome the Ottoman Empire and the other ideologies of the world, and to create America, the great nation that would birth Israel in these latter days. And May 15th of 1948, when the most unlikely president in American history, Harry Truman, recognized Israel against the advice of General George Marshall, against the one who actually ruled America, Mrs. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Eleanor, who really was the power behind the presidency before Franklin died, and she continued to influence America afterwards. And Churchill and Stalin and others that said to Mr. Truman, "Don't you dare recognize Israel, will lose oil and all hell will break loose." And stubborn little Harry Truman said, "Oh yeah, watch me," as he bade allegiance to his haberdashery Jewish partner who had pled with him to recognize that country. And so Harry Truman did. And America has been protecting her since. I flew in the Arab-Israeli War in 73 with the U.S. Air Force, and I saw the U.S. Air Force, by God's grace, deliver Israel from certain death, and in an amazing way. But America exists for a reason, and all of us together have the privilege to fulfill that, well, decreed purpose of America. And there are forces now that want to prevent that, that want to destroy America and destroy Israel so they can create the global cabal that Scripture talks about. Or if you discount Scripture, if you say, "Well, Woody, we're not in a Sunday school class," then let me just tell you, as a former military intel guy as well as a pilot, history tells us that there are always men in every generation seeking to control the world for their purposes. And folks, when you know the reality of the human heart, based on the lesson of history, it's not a good thing. I've read The White Nile by Alan Moorhead. I've read John Fox's The Book of Martyrs. I've read other books like, well, the list is long, but Andersonville is a good example, and others that show the heart of man is desperately wicked. And America has done good things to try to correct that. And these people in every generation that want to rule the world will eventually be successful. And I'm not ashamed to say I believe the Democrat Party, specifically the DNC, and their operatives, the Democrat Party, the puppets of the international cabal that is trying to destroy this country. And I tell you that Democrats and Joe Biden is trying to do all he can to destroy America. These people must be pushed back against. We must go back and realize what are the fundamentals of America, what has made us great. You know, faith, family, and what a man does to feed his family unhindered by the government. It's pretty simple. But we live in a binary world. There's men, there's women. There's good, there's evil, there's up, there's down. It's a binary world. And our forefathers were wise enough to create a dynamic tension between two parties and two military branches. This is the beginning. We have the Army and the Navy. We have Republicans and Democrats. We've not really embraced a multi-party system. And, of course, the Air Force came along, now the Space Command. But those are not unified military entities for safety reasons, you know, so that one coalition of all the forces could overthrow this nation. We've lived in a binary world. And the loyal opposition, as we've assumed the other side to be, has been that, the loyal opposition. They've been opposing while still understanding that America had to go forward and somebody had to rule, and that was determined by the previously noble ballot box. It probably isn't that way anymore. So the bulk of this program is going to talk about what I've just talked about, and I've talked about it for previous segments, our understanding that America is in deep trouble, that we are a binary system. There's good and evil. There's up, there's down. There's Republican, there's Democrat. And I happen to think Democrats are on that dark and evil side now, though we have Republicans or pretenders to be that are just as evil and more so than some other Democrats, Adam Schiff and some others. So I want you to come back on the backside of this advertising break. I want you to sit with me and be patient as we go through a little more of this process of explaining why America is in existential trouble. God bless you. See you in a few minutes.